Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Anytime you're trying to put your kind of expectations together, or like, what is this team going to be? There are things that they've said to us that I think make a lot of sense. We're going back to wide zone. I've always thought that's a great, going all the way back to like the initial Mike Shanahan usage of it way back in the day. I love that run blocking scheme. I also think it's fun for offensive linemen because I think it's a little more freeing and you get to move a little bit more and you get to hit a lot more people. But going back to the power run game, I think now more than ever it makes sense. Everybody's running the ball. I think falling back on an elite defense with maybe a really great defensive line, we'll see where your back seven is, right? Like there are things that they have espoused that make sense, and then you just come back to, all right, you're short on talent at the quarterback spot until proven otherwise. You probably need a number one wide receiver. I don't know what you have with Njoku, and we're still projecting anyone from Judkins to Jerome Ford to Samson to be bell cow backs. Yeah. So there's just a lot. Like, it's in an offensive league, your offense might be the worst built offense in the NFL.
It seems like they're taking the right approach to making the meal. It's like, but the ingredients still aren't going to be good enough to make a five-star meal. Like, yeah. It's like, we're watching. We're like, we see what you're doing here. You're on the right track. You got the pan out. You're warming it up. Everything's good. You put the butter on there. Like, you're on the right track.
This is really interesting.
I've had food on my mind. I've had food on my mind all day.
You get a skillet, and then there's butter in there, and then,
I was waiting for you to hop in. I was waiting for you to hop in and then do something with your grill. And I was like, he's gonna one-up me with the grill scenario.
But I treasure every bite.
But they're doing it the right way. Like, they got the right idea. It's just they just don't have enough talent here. And that's where the ingredients come in next.
It's not good enough ingredients. There's something about the way you described cooking that make me doubt you actually know how to cook.
Well, as I was describing it, I was very well aware we were not doing a good enough job for you. As I saw your face be like, oh no, he's not, this is not,
was
this
it,
is too,
was
this
the
is too
malice
simple.
In my eyes?
And then I was like, I gotta see this through. So I was like, we gotta
it's
get to the
just
butter.
Just like cooking.
And I was, in my mind, I'm like, how can I dumb it down even simpler to just try to get you as agitated as possible?
No, we're looking like, all right, you gotta saute the onions and a little bit of, a little bit of oil there. I prefer canola. You might want to use avocado, whatever.
No, but the point is that they didn't have good enough ingredients. So you have to you look at it and it's like, okay, you're off to the right start. You're doing some of the things that we'd like. The point with the Browns is like, they got the right idea. If you don't have a quarterback, how are you going to try to win in this NFL? You got to go defense and you probably got to run the ball a ton. But the problem is that it's just not going to be enough, even if you have the right thought process for defense and for a power run game.
And to use kind of one of your things, they're also trying to split the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they know that there's a cap to how much they can win. I think if they were really honest in front, just citing the quarterback spot alone, we like Joe Flacco. He hasn't been relevant for but six games in a decade as a starting quarterback in the NFL. We don't like Kenny Pickett. Some of you might. I don't know why.
We had a lot of Kenny Pickett supporters in the week that you were gone,
Kenny,
by the way.
Has been, did they come out of the woodwork because they felt
Dylan
safe?
Dylan Gabriel supporters, too. No, I think what happened is they fell into the idea that I like Shedeur Sanders. And so I think they were just trying to piss me off.
Also, it was like you, when you finally were like, this is not the analogy I was going for, so I'm just going to be like,
yes.
And then you put the butter.
Yes.
And you mix the butter up. And so the butter's mixing. And then, of course, other ingredients.
Exactly. There's something about me that when I get excited about things, people just want to, they want to trample all over the fun of it. It's a me thing. It's a me problem we got to work on.
We all agree.
Yeah.
Now, that said, I just continue to come back to the idea, like, I think they're so much more realistic than I think fans are being right now, because I've heard fans buy into, I think we're going to do 10 wins this year. Well, hey, listen, we're not going to be a 10-win team. I think we're going to be a 500 team. And it's like, you look at the quarterback. So I think they're honest about it, and meaning, like, internally, I think they're probably, but the problem is you're going to do the thing, the split the baby moment, I'm finally getting there, finally landing the plane, is you're going to win enough games to maybe preserve your jobs, but you're probably also going to win enough games to move yourself out of contention and having to trade up, at which point you might have to give up three first-round picks to get to the number one pick or number two pick. Like, at some point,
but they're
we're
cool
just,
about it, Nick. They're cool about it as long as the first part exists, where their jobs are preserved. That's it. That's the whole goal for them, is preserve the jobs, is make sure that your jobs are safe so that you get a crack at whatever quarterback that is in 2026, if none of these quarterbacks materialize, and then you have an opportunity to show everyone what you can do from there. Like, that's what it's all about for these guys.
I think
that's why they're not sweating it.
So I agree with you to some degree. I also think, even though I know that this is a prevalent mentality in the NFL, I don't think every person in every organization is in constant cover your ass mode. I don't think that. And I don't think that's the only thing with the Browns. I think the Browns might more actively be thinking, well, we can get to 7 wins and that'll be, we'll double last year's wins, right? Mm-hmm. And we'll be able to make decisions on all these veteran guys who will be cuttable if we have to, tradable if we have to. And so we can then reset the deck and then trade up for whatever pick. The problem is, one, somebody's got to be willing to trade down.
Right.
And it could be a 3-quarterback class and there's 3 teams needing a quarterback at the top of the class.
Could definitely happen.
Two, this thing is not how they build. I think you can. I absolutely, with the right kind of leaders, I think you can, or the right kind of ownership, where everything from top to bottom is in ship shape and everybody understands the score, I think you can build culture in a 7-win team. I really do. That's not how this is. No, there's millions of theories on the ownership. I do think these guys are really smart and shrewd Ivy League guys who view sports from a detached prism. That's just not how I, as a fan, view it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not a, like, 7 wins is not a real accomplishment here. You're not going to be like, well, because we won 7 games last year, we won 11 games the next year. That's because that's not who Kevin is as a leader. It's not what I perceive Andrew or the high-level leadership to be. I think that's the thing that's, if this, and I'm not trying to say this because he was just here, but he's the guy that I think of when I think of Tommy Toughasses that I actually believe. This whole leader of men thing, it absolutely is like a generic blanket thrown on it. It's just guys that are secure enough in themselves to deliver the God's honest truth and do it in a way that guys respect them for. And I don't think that's what you have here. I'm not saying, this is not, oh, we don't like Kevin. No, they like Kevin. And they like him more when they're winning, and they like him less when they're not winning. And by the way, to me, I think that is like 26 out of 32 NFL coaches.
Well, and even like the Eagles didn't get that 100% right. You know, Jalen Hurts and Sirianni were arguing a week before the playoff game about who was actually responsible for all of it and bickering back and forth. There was an article The Athletic had before the season got underway, before they won the Super Bowl, about how they weren't sure if the two of them even liked each other.
But I think we're in an interesting spot where I think everybody.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
He's got a right idea. It's just, I think it's going to all end up in some middling kind of thing that doesn't get you any closer to where you need to be. And I think it's some resistance to the obvious. I think, like, yeah, the Deshaun trade was the biggest failure in NFL history.
Mm-hmm.
You made the biggest oopsie. You having a job right now is the miracle.
Right.
Like, whoever the Pope was, the previous Pope, he should be canonized. Those three guys weren't fired immediately when it became apparent that the Sean thing was the biggest mess since the Titanic. Like that's the water we should be swimming in. And now it's like, well, we're going to do it's like, no, you're not going to win. You're not going to win to the level where you can say, hey, look what we just did. And if you do, unless it's with Shador or Dylan Gabriel, then you have a different problem, which is how much can we pay Kenny Pickett? Or, all right, how do we stick with Joe one more year and then draft a quarterback?
Like, you're saying if it works out.
Like, even the success of this has its complications.
Yeah, for sure.
And
yeah.
So it's just, and so specific to like Dalton's point on optimistic versus pessimistic, I totally see what the Browns are doing. And I don't think it's like the I don't think it's necessarily tied specifically to job preservation to the extent that you do, even though there's some common ground there. I just think it's I just think it's really weird. And I think it's a great assessment of like the NFL media on a national level. What matters to them and what they buy and what they sell. Because there's a lot of people drinking this Kool-Aid, and it is very obvious the ones that are, and I don't know why they are. We can surmise why they are, but like there is nobody in the building. There's nobody in the world, all right? The new Pope, young Pope, as some are calling him.
Brought it back to Pope. I was curious how you're going to do that.
The Chicago Pope. He can come out here and do a full Benedictine Latin Mass on why the Browns are the true follower of the light of the Lord. And why 2025?
This feels like the cooking with butter thing all over again. I don't know.
It's tit for tat. I'm not afraid to do it. But like, and I'm not going to buy it. Like, just like at some point, like I think there are people who are just like, well, I like Kevin Stefanski, so I'm going to suspend logic. Okay, all right. Good luck with that.
I guess I'm trying to figure it out. So do you feel like the national media is, are they talking too high on the Browns right now?
Yeah, I think they're acting like everything.
Like what I like about Dalton was at least like, the reason why you have optimism is Myles Garrett exists. Well, that's a good reason. Okay.
Even like that's got what nothing he said, to. He was like, well, but that's what Stefanski was good at. Well, it helped. He had good players. It helped. He had like, I don't know, Ring of Honor. I know he's not a Hall of Famer. Am I allowed to say that, or is that homerism? Because we're talking tough here. That's it. Hey.
Daryl one-upped him. He said he $1 bobbed him. Said he can't put him in anything.
I'll be honest with you. He's no longer an NFL running back to me. No. Yeah. His career never happened. That's how tough talking I am on Nick Chubb.
There you go.
Yeah. You know what? His career ceased after Georgia. But we just don't acknowledge it. It never happened. Now, where were we? Benedictine Mass, that one?
Lost me completely.
To me, it's more they're looking at things. And again, the Browns are presenting them as logic, right? The logic is, we're going to go back to who we were. Oh, well, we're going to fall back on that. As if it's that easy.
Well, also, as if that suggests that that's like a winning thing to do to begin with anyway.
Well, and
again, like falling back on, again, power run game and a bunch of great defense. The Steelers have been doing that for 15 years.
Well, and like the Steelers' bottom has been like your middle limits. Like their worst has been 500, which has kind of been like your, it's not your worst, but it's not good, is what I'm trying to say.
It's a tough spot.
Words are hard.
Yeah, words are hard. Well, you were off all last week, though. So
that's
that makes
true.
It, you get like the...
I was
get
on
like
fire for four segments, guys.
Couple hour, you know, let's put this all together.
Honestly, this whole show has been like cooking with inferior ingredients.
Yeah.
No, this segment, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
In the after...
How does it tie into the Pope again?
Dalton Wasserman, not a Pope. Dalton Wasserman, great at what he does. I mean, he gave us day-old veggies here.
Yeah.
He gave us an inferior cut of meat.
But he did what he had to do with it.
He did.
Just like the Browns are going to have to do.
And like French with cooking. I don't know where we landed on there. No, I just, specific to what Dalton said, every defense of the Cleveland Browns, I just feel like, I really do feel like every time we have somebody like, you guys think the Browns are going to be bad? Like Albert does like that like once
shocked,
a month.
Like we're shocked by that. Yeah.
Albert does it once a month. And I just, every time he does it, I just want to be like, Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, Shador, Dylan.
Yeah, but then again, on the other side of that is it's not as if like all these rankings, anyone comes out smelling like roses as far as the Browns are concerned. They still end up 32nd in a lot of these different rankings. FBI still has them as the number one team to get the number one overall pick next year. Again, PFF, where Dalton comes from, had us as the 32nd best team.
Yes. People that actually do things from a statistical basis actually have this team where it is.
Which is where the Browns live, by the way, which is why I think they have a handle on this.
It's the people who traffic in rumors and innuendo that have galaxy-brained their way into being like, this could be a very competitive 9-win team. I mean, they'll be the 9th seed. But man, people are like, I'm glad they didn't get in the playoffs.
I think people just look at it like, and maybe you get too many ifs attached to this, but it's like, if this goes right, and if this goes right, and then you're three or four ifs down the line, and then, you know, reality strikes in. Maybe also when they come on with us, they don't know who we are necessarily, and so they get worried that they just want to speak positives to us.
Well, that's preposterous.
Because they think that we're just a bunch of homers, and we're only going to accept homer answers.
They know exactly who we are.
Maybe they're like, oh, I don't know. These guys, they only want to hear the good things, and they've been beat up so much, we might as well just feed it to them.
Imagine sitting on hold for 60 seconds while we intro a segment and thinking, these guys want to be cuddled to. These guys want to be homered to.
I'm just thinking of Wasserman as you came on and calling him the Waz and all these other things.
Well, I don't think I called him the Waz. I called him the Waz the previous segment.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mocked him not when he was on hold.
No, never. That's not how we do things.
And I was more mocking the idea that was a guest that I apparently said.
You loved him.
And all I did
you wanted him.
Was put a PFF link to a story.
That was your guy.
That had like a topic that I wanted to go.
Did the Waz deliver the way that you wanted the Waz to deliver?
I don't think he did. He was fine. Is he worthy
so
of the Waz?
He's
not worthy of the Waz. But is he? He's very. We would have him on again.
You know what?
Absolutely.
It is? You know what you do when you do that? It's you remember the old Budweiser Frogs commercials? You're doing the Waz version of the Budweiser Frogs with the Waz.
Waz.
We got yeah. Budweiser. That's what it is.
The Peterlin Pass coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.